What do we know about how effective LHRH agonists of varying types and durations or interval uses actually effectively suppress ovarian function? Some people question whether or not they can depend on LHRH agonists.
There are several parts to that question. One is that some of the LHRH agonists and formulations don't adequately suppress ovarian function. And so, for instance, gasserolin, which is, to my understanding, the only FDA-approved LHRH agonist against breast cancer in the United States, the formulation that's approved is the monthly gasserolin injection. The every 3-monthly gasserolin injections do not, for breast cancer purposes, adequately suppress ovarian estrogen synthesis. So there's breakthrough towards the end of the 3 months with every 3-monthly formulations.
So what do you use in your trial?
Monthly gasserolin injections.
And have you had any breakthrough menstruation or any indication that this doesn't work?
We actually measure serum estrogen levels in our trial, and there was a single patient who had a bump in her estradiol level to back into the premenopausal range. It subsequently went back down to the postmenopausal range. We tried to figure out what it was about.
Just happened once in one patient?
It's happened once in a single patient.
Out of 29?
Out of 29. And we tried to identify what caused it. Was her gasserolin injection late? Was there something else going on? And we were not able to identify anything that would have expected to have caused that.
And when did you do the measurements?
We did them at baseline, at 3 months, at 6 months.
But when with regard to the injection?
It would have been on the day of injection.
So it should have been at the lowest point.
Yes.
That's pretty encouraging. One measurement out of 29 patients suggests that it works.
Oh, yes.
What do we know about leuprolide and breast cancer? I mean, you mentioned the FDA thing, but what about clinical research data?
Well, the clinical research data that's available and published would suggest that leuprolide does adequately suppress ovarian estrogen synthesis as well. There's just not quite as much data as there is with gasserolin.